Good morning, a Friday morning. We're with Melissa Mangini, editor of the Albany Business Review. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
We've been struggling in this region and in this country with not only a pandemic, but with the killing of George Floyd at the hands of Minneapolis police and a scourge of racism. You're actually looking at how one business has been dealing with both.
That's right. It's certainly been a difficult week. Angela Maddox owns Fresh and Fly. It's a clothing and shoe store on South Pearl Street in Albany near the Times Union Center. We first talked to Maddox a couple weeks ago about the effect of the pandemic on his retail business in downtown Albany. He described it as a roller coaster ride. The pandemic hit during the high season of his business, just as he was gearing up for the NCAA tournament to be at the Times Union Center. And more recently, Maddox has been looking forward to reopening his store as the Capital Region entered phase two of the reopening, which allows in-person retail sales. But instead of celebrating the path to economic recovery, Maddox is considering covering all of his windows with plywood, as he fears nighttime vandalism will continue to follow the peaceful protests. He said it's just been one thing on top of another, describing the situation as heavy and saying it's going to take a lot to get him through this. Maddox says he stood watch outside his store last Saturday night, and although other buildings were damaged, his was spared. It was the next night that someone broke into his store about an hour after he had left for the night. He's feeling both the pain of yet another Black man dying in police custody and frustrated that businesses like his are being vandalized. In Maddox's own words, quote, "Breaking into establishments of the people that will be there to fight for the side of right and go against the people that need justice served is the wrong thing to do. It's hurting the actual allies of the movement. We are the allies of the community," end quote. Maddox says being forced to close his store for weeks due to the pandemic was hard enough. He tried to sell some merchandise curbside, but says the sales were only about a quarter of what he used to. Trying to have a positive attitude, he said, he's always been of the mentality of anything beats zero. He says 2020 has been the worst year he has witnessed, saying it's weighing on him heavily and been a blow to his morale. The City of Albany, in partnership with the Albany Community Development Agency and Capitalize Albany Corporation, is offering a series of funding programs for individuals and businesses directly impacted by COVID-19 or the looting in the city. Residents and businesses can apply for the funding on the albanyny.gov website.
Melissa Mangini, editor of the Albany Business Review. You can read more at albanybusinessreview.com. Melissa, thanks so much, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.